Proclamation number 6455 of 20th of January, 1956. Influenced by spiritual forces. Possession. It is left up to you humans alone what benefit you derive from your earthly life. The path you have to take is marked out for you, i.e., everything fatefully approaches you in such a way that every day, every experience and every thought can serve your soul towards perfection. Yet the evaluation of all this is entirely up to you, i.e., you can allow your thoughts, intentions and actions to be determined by the fact that you move entirely within divine order, but you can also consciously close your mind to every deeper impression. You can only look at your course of life in a purely worldly way, which you prove by believing that you can master your destiny yourselves or steer life in a different direction. It is your own will that is decisive. And both good and bad forces try to influence this will. Forces which want to help you to live a blissful life after the death of the body and those which want to prevent your transformation, your perfection. Now these can only ever influence your will, and they do it in every conceivable way. These forces either belong to God or are His opponents. They have access to you according to your will, but they cannot force your will. This must be emphasized that you humans are not under their control, that they cannot force their way into your house against your will, but that you must open the door for them yourselves, through which they now find entrance to you. Thus your soul can still be strongly subject to the law of instinct, which means that its substances have not yet sufficiently purified themselves in the preliminary development, in the state of compulsion, that they still carry much of the instinct howl from this state within them. And the consequence of this is that spiritual forces of the same disposition, thus beings with the same instinctality, do not find the defense of the will when they seek to influence it. Then those emissaries of God's adversary influence the human being and often with success. In the same way, however, the beings of light, the forces which are active on God's behalf, also want to win over people's will, and they can likewise only achieve this through mental transmission. And the human being himself decides which thoughts he gives space within himself. As soon as he gives in to the urge of the beings of light despite his instincts, he expels all evil spirits which want to harm him. Thus the human being must free his soul substances from the drives still clinging to them, from everything that still contradicts the divine order, from all characteristics which still prove a wrongly directed love, for the soul was granted earthly life as a human being for this purpose, so that it can become, as a once fallen original spirit, completely purge itself of everything impure which still separates this original spirit from God. And this work must proceed in complete free will. If a soul is excessively oppressed by God's adversary and his followers that it is too weak to resist them because it does not call upon the one who can give it the necessary strength, then the evil forces can certainly take possession of the person and throw the soul far back again. Yet this does not always mean the complete fall into the abyss, because the soul's other nature still enables an ascent in the kingdom of the beyond, which is why souls which are very weakened are often suddenly called away and, due to their complete apathy, no longer offer the evil forces a point of attack in the kingdom of the beyond and therefore can slowly find themselves again, and the influence of good forces can then be successful. Every human being is exposed to the oppression of spiritual beings which try to influence him mentally. But against his will, such beings are not allowed to settle in a body, yet the soul substances similar to him feel addressed and start to revolt. And the human beings will command them to be silent, yet only ever when Jesus Christ gives him the necessary strengthening. When the human being fully hands himself over to the Divine Redeemer so that he will deliver him from all spiritual adversity. Amen.